Emily and the Gym Yeti. In the bustling town of Muscleville, there was a fitness club where strong men with bulging muscles liked to lift weights and exercise. Mr. Johnson, a kind father, often took his little daughter Emily to the club. She didn't quite understand what everyone was doing, but she liked to watch the funny faces and hear the silly noises as the men worked out. One day, something strange had taken over the locker room. Puffs of white hair were scattered everywhere, on the benches, and even on the towels. The muscular men made wild guesses about who the mysterious visitor could be, but no one had an answer. Curious little Emily decided to play detective. She peeked behind the lockers, under the benches, and finally she heard a gentle sniffing sound. There, snuggled between two large gym bags, was a creature she had only seen in her storybooks, a very large but friendly-looking Yeti. The Yeti was sniffing the gym shoes, probably wondering about the strange human scents. Emily giggled, and the Yeti looked up. Noticing Emily's friendly face, it let out a soft, shy grunt. The big men around her were a little scared at first, but seeing how gentle the Yeti was with Emily, they decided it was just lost and needed help. With her father's permission, Emily led the Yeti home, giving it a safe place to stay. They named it Yo-Yo, and it became a special friend to Emily. The story of how little Emily discovered the Gym Yeti turned into a legend at the fitness club, and Yo-Yo even got its own membership, lifting tree trunks instead of weights. From then on, everyone understood that sometimes the biggest muscles are matched by the biggest hearts, and the fitness club had never been happier or more exciting to visit.